Like the Dalai Lama, Thubten Jinpa, a highly regarded Buddhist scholar, had been feeling the need to make clearer the Buddhist position on which particular emotions are seen as destructive. Working with Alan during our lunch break, he had prepared a summary based on the classic Abhidharma texts. Alan would once again step out of his role as interpreter to present Jinpa's analysis, leaving Jinpa free to serve the Dalai Lama as interpreter should questions come up. Born in western Tibet near Nepal's border, Jinpa was brought to India as an infant when his entire family left in 1960, just after the Dalai Lama fled the country. By the time he was 11, Jinpa had joined a monastery. Always a quick learner, he started practicing English during his spare time. At age 20, Jinpa began studies for the Geshe degree, a course of study that typically takes 20 to 30 years. He completed his studies for the Geshe degree in just 11 years, an extraordinarily short time. He was awarded the equivalent of a doctorate in divinity from Shartse College of the Ganden Monastic University, where he went on to teach Buddhist philosophy for several years. Then, quite by accident, he became an interpreter for the Dalai Lama. He has been the Dalai Lama's main English-language interpreter since 1986. After getting his BA in philosophy and PhD in religious studies from Cambridge, Jinpa stayed on there as a research fellow in Eastern religion. While at Cambridge, he gave back his robes to live the freer life of a layperson. Now married, Jinpa is the father of two children and lives in Montreal. There, he works on the editing and translations of Tibetan texts and directs the Institute of Tibetan Classics. By way of introducing Jinpa's contribution, Alan said, "Owen very usefully set up a list of a variety of different emotions. We thought it might be useful to take just a few minutes to set up a Buddhist list. As many of you may know, there isn't a Buddhist term in Tibetan or Sanskrit that translates very nicely and neatly as emotion." Alan went on, "What terms do we have in Buddhist psychology that overlap with Western categories of destructive and constructive emotions?" Thubten Jinpa has drawn from a classic list 6 primary mental afflictions, some of which we'll easily identify as emotions and others not. There is another list of 20 derivative mental afflictions. Again, some are emotions and some are not.